Towards the end of the New Stone Age, the Egyptians acquired the knowledge of working in copper, and with tools of this metal, they found themselves able to do many things that were before impossible to them. With copper drills, they perforated beads and hollowed out stone jars and vessels, and with copper knives and chisels, they sculpted stone figures of men, animals, etc., with a skill that was truly wonderful. They had long known how to produce fire, and one of its principal uses among them was to smelt copper. In many respects, the state of Egypt at the close of this period was not greatly unlike that in which we know it to have been in the earliest part of the dynastic period. It was divided roughly into districts, or, as we might say, countries, which at a later period were called nomes by the Greeks. Each district had its own symbol, which was generally that of its totem, and probably its own god or gods, who must have been served by some kind of priest.